Because they ask us now, sign Milosevic's project. Milosevic is dead and his project is alive. So sign it. The answer is no. I do not hear that. When I hear that publicly from your parliament, then I'll ask the families, would they forgive? They will not forget ever, but they can forgive if they want. Then we'll ask them. If that happens, then you have opened the path for the future for your new generations and our generations too. So in this very bad situation, that's the best that we can do.
There is a militant anti-civilization project which originates from Serbia. From time to time, this project surfaces and generates horrible genocides all over neighboring nations. As long as this project exists as a cultural matrix of Serbian nationalism, there will be crimes and vicious acts. I claim today that this project has not been stopped, which means that great crimes in the Balkans are possible again, for as long as the idea of a greater Serbia exists.
The war in the Balkans was vicious, repulsive and incomprehensible. Almost two decades on, the pain is in the air, thick and pungent. The Bosniaks or Muslims have paid a heavy price. The statistics are the evidence and the tragedy vibrates from the victims' words. The often overlooked aspect of this war is the courage that rose out of the population of Bosnia-Herzegovina, with nothing but the will to defend themselves. The stories take many directions, with an intriguing addition of Mujahideen arriving from faraway lands into the heart of Europe to defend and drive the aggressors back.
In 1992, when the aggression on Bosnia and Herzegovina began, I was living in Rijeka in Croatia. I was a student there and I also worked at a humanitarian organization. When I saw what was going on in Bosnia, the crimes, massacres, a true genocide of the Muslims, I felt obliged to come to Bosnia and help these people, to help the Bosniaks as much as I could. Therefore, I took the path with the intention to fight on Allah's path and help Muslims, because in the end, it is a duty given to us by Allah.
I personally believe that the NATO forces had to invest greater energy to prevent the genocide actions the Serbs committed in Bosnia and Herzegovina. For example, I think that they had enough forces and means to prevent genocide in Srebrenica.
The 7th Muslim Brigade of the Army of the Republic of Bosnia-Herzegovina was established on the 17th of November 1992 by uniting Muslim forces that appeared as part of the Bosnian Muslims who have practiced the religion of Islam.
Tekbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Tekbir!
Allahu Akbar!
The 7th Muslim Brigade was assessed by all analysts to be one of the best brigades of the Army of Bosnia-Herzegovina. I'm very proud of the term Mujahideen. I would be very happy if my brigade was Mujahideen. And I was trying to make us as similar as possible to the people who in Allah's name go to the next world. And when in battle, show all the values that a true believer should have.
Zaklinjem se.
Zaklinjem se.
Svevišnjim Allahom Dželešanuhu.
Svevišnjim Allahom Dželešanuhu.
Mi smatramo da ova jedinica...
We believe that this unit was special, international, with people from all over the world, from America, from France, from Great Britain, from Canada, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Emirates, Qatar, Yemen, Iraq, Palestine, Egypt, Syria.
We even formed a unit that was called Al Mujahid, which was our attempt to have an influence on the battle actions of these volunteers.
I can say that they are great cowards. Both Serbian and Croatian soldiers were great cowards because their motive was to occupy the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina. They did not have a clear motive. Their motive was killing of innocent people, Bosniaks, and regardless of the fact they had huge material and technical means at their disposal and the most modern arms, their courage cannot be compared to the courage of our soldiers of the Army of the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
The military system says when the order comes, it needs to be followed immediately. But with Mujahideen, it was different. They could make orders, but if the order was not correct, then the Mujahid would simply not do it.
Many ask, why did I become a soldier? Maybe it's a logical question, but also not. Because we as imams had a duty, not only to invite people to fight and to jihad, and we could say this honestly in the full wideness of that word, but to show them with our own example.
Well, when we look at the number of the Mujahideen who arrived in Bosnia and Herzegovina to help Muslims here, and the number of Bosniaks who had organized themselves to rise against the aggression, we can say that that number is very small. So it could actually be taken out of consideration. However, the importance of arrival of people from abroad who were not authentic Bosnians to help their Muslim brothers has truly raised the morale of the Bosniaks.
In the beginning, we started from nothing, from zero, with a very small number of weapons, various hunting rifles and guns. Later we got it from the enemy as we managed to confiscate weapons and ammunition in the battles. Then of course we started our own production industry. Among other things, we took off all iron tubes from the fences and bridges and terraces, then we welded them, filled them with explosives, and this is how we made bombs and other projectiles and armories such as rifle grenade extensions, etc., etc.
Bosanski. Borci.
Bosnian soldiers, together with the Mujahideen, succeeded to defend themselves to avoid greater atrocities. And the places where they did not manage to come, that is where horrible crimes happened.
Since the United Nations boycott on this country, other countries did not agree to aid them. It was only Ayatollah Khamenei who made the announcement that although this country is boycotted, we, the Islamic Republic of Iran, cannot stand by as our Muslim brothers are victims of genocide and while nobody helped them. As a result, we came to their aid, directly and indirectly.
When it comes to the Mujahideen, thank God, they were never unsuccessful operations. Whenever and wherever the Mujahideen decided to attack, they would succeed and win that place.
When, while executing a battle task, you secure the entire front line, it's taken over in only a few minutes. Enemy soldiers are eliminated with such precision that they will satisfy the execution of 99% of the goals set. I'm sure a lot could be learned from the actions performed by the Mujahideen. We need to be honest. Many turned their heads today, but it is a fact that in those days, it was very stimulative and very good that we had those people willing to help us.
I think that all these volunteers who were in defense of Bosnia and Herzegovina should be awarded, regardless of who they were, whether they were Bosnians or volunteers from other countries.
Vijeće ministara Bosne i Hercegovine navodi se da su pojedini pripadnici domaćih policijskih i specijalnih snaga zadobili...
Ja se zovem Hibetula. Usni i lijep sam. Ko moj babo jače na bijelom konju. Jesti polja mi doma u jevi.
The real people and the people who know very well what the Muslim countries did for us, here we appreciate that, and no one can take that from us, this feeling. To all those who came to help us, we are grateful to them.
It's going to get worse and worse. If someone makes a mistake, you have to know who was wrong and who was right. And this entire war in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and especially in Mostar, it was proclaimed unresolved. 0-0. You do not know who did what. So look, now they glorify war criminals. They put their pictures on the wall. It's incomprehensible. Murderers, who are real murderers and criminals, are now in the most respected and honourable positions.
Thousand people, Muslim, die. When stop? When justice? Where is justice? Who die. Who live.
Words and pictures cannot describe the enormity of the pain that will carry through to generations in the future. It is not only in written form, but visually recorded forever.
The question is, if Serbia would survive. I persistently say that. Dayton Peace Agreement, whatever people thought, that agreement really helped the Serbs.
There are maybe two faces of the international community institutions that in a way never completely implemented the Dayton Peace Agreement. Especially the Annex No. 7, which foresees the return of all refugees to their pre-war homes. They actually helped 10-12% go back as much as it was necessary. So by not applying the Annex No. 7 and by not opening the possibility for people to go back to their homes from before the war, you have a situation where ethnic cleansing is being legalized and where the results of war are being legalized.
The Dayton Accords, although stopped the aggression and genocide, it nevertheless has left many burning issues and a total lack of consistency with international law, including the issue of Republika Srpska.
tako smo mi uselili dva mjeseca, išli molili da ikad kuću, četiri kuće, dajte nam jednu, kaj ne damo. Što se vrati ova Srpska Republika? Kažu, meni će tnikuše ovdje. Što su došla, sudu me sobom, ovo je Srpska Republika, rekao. Ja sam došla u moju avliju i moju kuću, mene ne interesuje ničija Republika, ni tamo ona, ni ova. Ja sam samo u moje došla.
Posle toga sam živio u jednoj kući gdje mi je jedna nena. Inače sam živio tu pored džamije, kada su dolazili u džamiju, vidjeli su moje stvari na poligonu. Ponudila mi je jedan smještaj gdje sam i tu živio nekih 6 mjeseci i pola kuće je granata razvalila. U jednoj sobi je bilo nas 8, pošto mi se žena porodila 97. Rodila mi još jednog sina.
In 1993, I had my hardest days. I thought that they would break into Sarajevo at any moment. All the time I had a hand grenade on me. I wanted to activate it, just not to fall into their hands again. The essence of the actions of the international community in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and I am more and more convinced in this, is to never finish the job. Leave it open, like Kashmir or Palestine or Chechnya and so on.
Ne znam, Čečenije, ovoga, onoga, i tako dalje, i tako dalje.
The journey across people's thoughts and words on the past and present is mind-numbing. They endured rape, murder, slaughter, injustice and trauma. It is sickening, and as the many layers, so many, are heard, I cannot comprehend the audacity of the soundbites of the Western powers talking about the values of civilized equality and justice.
One of the most difficult jobs any imam can have in Srebrenica is talking to victims of genocide who survived the greatest crime after the Holocaust in the Second World War. It is a great commitment. It is a great burden. I don't know how many thousands of stories I've heard. We see our mothers in Srebrenica that have lost everything that men on this earth can lose, but they are still strong, and they are a phenomenon of today's world. This strength can only be acquired through religion.
In the past few years, there's been a remarkable change in the dynamics for the Muslims. The visual aspect of identity is stronger than before, and different schools of thought are now challenging the traditionally dominant Hanafi school of Islam in the Balkans.
Beyond your role as a president, you know Islamic history, you know Islam. But if somebody comes here and says, well, look, you know, you're praying wrong, you should be praying this way. I mean, that's not really imposing, is it? I mean, no, like the Ottomans came here.
It is imposing. That means that the Muslims have done wrong here for 500 years.
Well, not necessarily
and this was said by one imam at the khutbah. He said, well, we did it for nothing for 500 years. Are you telling us this? That we were wrong 500 years?
Well, maybe...
In the end, it's what's in your heart, for God's sake. Yeah. It's not the robotics.
Islam has definitely become stronger. Looking into the number of newly opened mosques and madrasas, before the war we only had one madrasa in Sarajevo, and now we have 5 or 6.
A normal man, if he is Hanafi okay, if he is Wahhabi okay, if he is not trying to impose something on society, extremist things. An extremist does not work here within the society. The rigid thing does not work here. This is the nature of this society. We have our own way. If you, for example, come and have your own way, you go and pray or something, it's up to you. But the problem is when you try to impose it.
Any influence which is positive is welcome, and I do not see any bad influences from them, especially from Arabic centers. Furthermore, they have helped us reach a higher level of awareness during the time of war, and actually, I am quite grateful for that.
Those Muslims that they do not recognize as Muslims fought for their identity. out of belief, out of defiance, but they fought for it. You know, when the time came, and they were very tested.
Bosnian Muslims suffered more than a war, and its victims have to endure many factors. The psychological pain of soldiers and injuries.
The problem I am currently dealing with is the post-traumatic stress disorder. In the essence, it is a problem of war trauma. My patients are mostly demobilized soldiers. I know from psychiatric theory that a normal man, a civilian, can stay in the trenches for 6 months or 18 months if you are a very well-trained American Marine, a soldier well-trained for very difficult conditions that he was preparing for a long time. My patients spent 4 years in the trenches. The theory does not have these experiences. We were taught nobody could do that.
Sjetim se kad vidim u prolazu nekoga sličnog onome koga sam ja volio, a koga nažalost više nema, a puno je takvih drugova koje sam izgubio jer nije mala stvar povjeriti nekome svoj život. Otići na sat, dva spavanja, a znati da ti je neprijatelj na par desetina metara od tebe i ti malo odkunjati, a povjeriti prijatelju svoj život i znati da on budno motri, da ti se neće ništa desiti.
I can publicly claim that the only nation that is not free today in Europe are the Bosniaks. This is true, and this is a tragedy. Bosniaks are a truly European nation and the only unfree nation. And Europe has to give an answer. What is the problem? Is it because we're Muslims? Is it because we defended ourselves? What is the problem?
Fine, if we are not accepted, fine, we will survive. But their problem is, if they do not see that this is the real Europe, the Europe they are talking about, the Europe they want to create, is here. For hundreds of years.
After everything I've seen here in Bosnia and Herzegovina, if I would not be in the country, it would be questionable whether I would get involved. Why? Not because I think it is not my duty to help Muslims, but because after so much efforts invested into helping Muslims, Muslims again are oppressed by the ones who are supposed to help them, by their own people, by their own rulers.
Karadzic must face justice. With the support of others, he set up everything for genocide. He killed people openly and while the European countries were witness. I hope Europe and Western countries who are claiming they practice human rights at least let the court process of Radovan Karadzic happen in its proper way, to show a little bit of truthfulness. If it happens in a right way, we can almost be hopeful that the West is acting upon what they are saying and that they are honest. Otherwise, their deceit will be obvious here as well.
Imate li djecu ko ne vjerovu? I on svoju djecu pa gubio pa tražili svoje. Pa nek vide kako.
Of course, our motive was defense, both religious and for the space of Bosnia-Herzegovina, because without Bosnia-Herzegovina, we would not survive as Muslims. So our motive was sincere.
When I used to see hundreds of dead bodies in a day, walk over them, I was asking myself, well, what is it? Is it really only because I'm not the same as them? Because I do not follow their politics? Because I do not believe in the same God? Or because I do not have the same name? And after thinking about it, I came only to one answer. Yes, exactly because of that.
The Muslims in Bosnia have not only shown immense courage, dignity and tolerance, but they also have suffered mass injustice on every front. And there seems no end point as Europe once again displays its inability to understand that the victims want closure with equality and justice. This may well become the Palestine of Europe, or if the Bosniaks stand strong, could be the real Europe that a Europe always boasted about.
It's very important to define who did what, why did they do it, and then build new relations on positive ideas.
koliko je god kriv Karadžić i Milošević i njegovi sljedbenici, kriva je i Evropa i svijet. Evropa je mogla zaustaviti agresiju na Bosnu i Hercegovinu prvog dana. Danas bi naše majke, supruge, djeca imale i očeve, i sinove, i muževe. Evropa želi da uništi islam u Evropi. Krivi smo samo što smo muslimani.